What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go right to the phones. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. Good day to you. Yeah, Michael, I was watching a new, this new press secretary in with Huckabee talking about immigration today. And they just had a thing on the Newsmax TV that there was 2,338 murders in Mexico in the month of July, in only 1 month. And I was saying to myself, okay, that's Mexico, the whole country. I wonder how many in the month of July the United States has in all the big cities in this country. I wonder what that statistic on that is.
Well, I don't have that number close at hand, but, I mean, look at what's going on in Detroit. I mean, they're certainly the trendsetter in gunning people down. Thank goodness they have strict gun laws up there.
Now, that's Chicago, Michael, Chicago, not Detroit.
You're right, that's Chicago.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. All the in Baltimore, Philadelphia, L.A., you know. But, you know, this guy was talking today about immigration, and one guy was talking about, well, the Statue of Liberty. And I was saying to myself, no, the Statue of Liberty shouldn't be holding a torch. What the Statue of Liberty should be doing right now is shooting a bird at everybody saying to keep out, not holding a torch up. You know, it's crazy what's going on here. You know, and they were just talking right now, Michael, and this is very, you need to archive this. The guy was on Newsmax was talking about the labor pool of all these illegals, immigrants that come here do, do produce picking, strawberries and all that. And there's only 780,000 people actually doing the work in the whole country for, agricultural purposes. So what are the rest of these millions of people doing? I mean, And I guess maybe we'll throw in a couple hundred thousand doing cutting lawns. But say you get a million people doing all these labor jobs and in construction. What are these other 8, 9, 10, 20 million illegals doing? And what about the health care for all these people, Michael?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a problem. Most of these refugees and illegal immigrants are unable to find work. I have to look back at the hiring numbers, where they're saying most of the jobs created last month were in the service sector, and wonder how many of those were taken by refugees rather than American citizens. This push toward globalism and open borders is causing all kinds of disruption all over the United States and Europe, and I'm not surprised we're starting to see people push back.
Well, yeah, and yes, Michael, you're absolutely right. But and that's not counting the legal immigrants or like these Syrians and these Somalis and all they're bringing in here. What are these people doing? They're bringing them here. They sponsor. Did I have jobs like in Minnesota? They're bringing all these Somalians who are Muslim. What are these people doing in Michigan? They want to bring in Sharia law. What is going on here? And who's behind this insanity?
George Soros.
Michael, of course. Why doesn't George Soros take them into Israel? Let's take all these people there and Somalis and all that going to Israel.
Israel has to preserve its racial purity. You know, this whole idea of blending everybody together, that's for the rest of the world. That's for the goyim.
I think Soros should be locked up. Interpol should get him and lock him up for treason against the world. He should be held against treason. There must be a law, world law, that what he's doing to the world is absolutely despicable.
He's actually in violation here in the United States. He violated the USA Patriot Act, encouraging violence to change the political climate with all of his backing of Black Lives Matter and the rest of it.
Right. And, Michael, their slogan is resist, hate, resist, or hate, resist, hate, whatever these schmucks are doing. But that guy, Soros, is behind that. He should be locked up. I don't know why Trump doesn't target him. Forget that Russian crap. He should be going after him. And look at his... Maxine Waters lives in a half a million dollar home. She has like $200,000 car collection. You got Bernie Sanders got three homes in Connecticut. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then you got Soros. This guy is a billionaire trying to disrupt the world balance. This guy should be locked up, put in prison, and throw the key away. Like, look at this guy's worse than Napoleon. This Soros.
Yeah. Well, actually, what Soros reminds me of, there was a Michael Caine movie, and this we're going back a couple of decades, called Billion Dollar Brain. And
I remember that movie.
Well, Soros reminds me of the billionaire who was out there trying to start a world war. And again, I don't appreciate George Soros tinkering with my life or tinkering with my country because we did not elect him to any kind of position of authority over us. It's just a simple fact that he's got a big fat checkbook and way too many politicians who are willing to cash those checks.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that movie is made over 40 years ago, The Billion Dollar Brain. That was way, way back. That movie is made back in the 70s.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me how old I really am.
I know, Michael. I'm the same age, probably. Well, I got brother. You know, I got family. My family's been in this country for hundreds of years. But anyway, the point of the matter is, you know, going back to Soros, it's not only Soros. They had a thing on the TV the other day. They were talking about, I think it was one of the radio shows. We're talking about how the Rothschilds, it literally said, we bought Israel. We paid for Israel to come in existence. I don't know if you saw or heard about that.
Yeah, I did. I did see that one. Well, I mean, the Rothschilds wanted their own country to basically
right.
have a base they could operate out of where the laws were totally in their favor. If you go back and you look at the early history of Tripoli, it was known to be a pirate kingdom. A bunch of pirates got together, bought themselves
right.
a country, and it was their safe haven while they predated on the rest of the world.
Yeah, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, I remember.
Exactly. That's where that came
exactly.
from.
Right. So, but, you know, Michael, what's going on with this immigration and what they're trying to do with Trump with the Russian thing, it's a mind-blowing to me. And you got this Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz smashing the guy that she had hired. He's smashing phones and all that. And you know what, Michael, one more thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. This guy, I tell you, if you ever look into the brain of that guy, Anthony Weiner, what he must have saw on Hillary's server would blow your mind, him and Uma. They must have so much filth on her that I don't know if the Israelis, somebody's protecting Weiner. Somebody's protecting this guy,
yeah,
Anthony
Weiner. It's basically this overlapping web of blackmail. They don't want to touch Anthony Weiner because he can bring down Hillary Clinton. They don't want to touch Huma Abedin.
Right.
Same reason. Everybody's blackmailing everybody else. And the first person to make a deal and break loose from that, it's all going to start unraveling. And I've heard a lot of rumors, which I cannot confirm, about some of the things that were on Huma's laptop. In terms of compromising Hillary and Huma and a third party. So,
don't forget Seth Rich. Don't forget, Michael, Seth Rich was probably, there was an inside scoop of the Clintons against Seth Rich. So all I can say, Michael, you have a great show. And one more thing, look at Danny Williams Clinton. How come that's never been on? Can you imagine that on Maury Povich? How many billions of people worldwide would watch that with Bill Clinton and Danny Williams doing a DNA swab on the Maury Povich show for 5 minutes? Did you imagine
yeah,
the
but again, the CIA is protecting Bill Clinton along with Hillary Clinton, and the CIA has tremendous control over the media. So it's not going to happen. It's like when that documentary about the Franklin scandal came on out, and they literally threatened, who was going to carry it, the channel that was going to carry it. It was already in the TV guide, and they yanked it, and some unknown party bought all the VHS copies of the tape. The only reason we know that it ever existed was there was an editing work tape that escaped the pogrom, as it were, and that's where all of the copies on YouTube originated. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let
yep.
you go here. We're going to
have a great show.
All right, we're going to let you go. And, that Michael Caine movie, I mean, every time I see George Soros, he reminds me of that billionaire just spending his money to make the world what he wants. And in the movie, it was war with Russia, which seems to be on the way. And obviously, Soros is pushing for the one world government. And I guess that movie was made 40 years ago because I remember there's actually a scene in there where they show one of those shoe store fluoroscopes, which proved to be such a problem for the shoe store clerks because it was giving them all cancer. But it's part of an important story point inside the film itself. And I actually got to meet Michael Caine one time when he was working on The Island and they were doing the interiors at Universal. He's a very cool guy. I really enjoyed hanging out with him. And it's funny because he plays these villains in so many movies. But he's actually a very cool guy. And he had a very interesting way of handling his career. He would do one for the money, then he would do the next one for the art, then he would do the next one for the money, next one for the art, which I think was a good way of handling it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go on back to the phone. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Today, on AccuWeather, there is a expose, Earth Overshoot Day. We've just exhausted a year's worth of the planet's resources. Never heard of Earth Overshoot Day, previously known as Ecologic Debt Day. And this guy by the name of Dr. Mathis Walker-Nagel, CEO of the Global Footprint Network and co-creator of the Ecologic Footprint.
All right.
So I got to ask you, Mike, CEO of Global Footprint Network, what's that all about? Co-creator of the Ecologic Footprint, and here's what he says. The Ecologic Footprint, which he co-created in the 90s, is the only metric that measures how much of nature's resources we, you and me and the audience, have used up. Okay? Let me continue quickly here. All right, he says, humanity's demand is 70% faster than what Mother Earth can renew. Humans need the equivalent of 1.7 Earths to accommodate our current consumption level. Okay? Now here's a woman, Catherine Kellogg, who says, we're borrowing time, we're going into debt, borrowing resources from the future to sustain our way of living, to fulfill our consumption. Okay? Now, I got to go to solutions for a sustainable future.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what she said. She says, we're going to start seeing things decline, whatever that is, and seeing the price of things shoot up because there's not enough supply to meet our demand. And she's referring to the fact that Americans consume 25% of the planet's coal, 26% of its oil, 27% of its natural gas. Okay? So she says those things are going to decline and the price of those things are going to skyrocket. She says, now, here's what this guy Walker-Nagel says. Solutions for a sustainable future. Having resources secured is for our ability to operate our Walker.
Okay, our phone connection seems to be deteriorating all of a sudden, so let me just cut on in here. Given that these all started in the 1990s, which was about the same time Al Gore was starting to crank up his global warming, this sounds like one of these organizations that's out there with sensationalist claims to do fundraising or sell products, books, and movies and things. That being said, I understand that the human population is growing rapidly, out of control, and it always will because sex is a lot more fun than dying. My concern always is that everyone who's a population control advocate always wants somebody else to give up their life or give up having children. And that, to me, is arrogant beyond the extreme. As far as the oil and gas is concerned, yeah, that definitely is finite. There could be a huge amount down there. And I'm basically in agreement with the abiotic origin of oil. It's not decayed dinosaurs and deep crust microbes are creating new petroleum in the deep crust, but they're not able to create it at the rate that we're using it up. And I think we're long overdue to abandon the oil-based economy and move on to something else. And it distresses me that outside of token efforts to be politically correct, there isn't a real serious research project looking at all of this. And that's why we have all these electric cars out there that everybody thinks are environmentally clean, not realizing the electricity that you're putting into that battery is still being produced by fossil fuels. So, but it looks like this group is more exaggeration and hype. And if you go over to my ClimateGate page, you're going to read all these quotes by these people who openly say, yes, of course, we're lying. We've got to scare people into going along with our agenda. And this sounds an awful lot like more of the same.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Have to check it out. And I agree with you, Mike. You know, somebody on Coast to Coast, there was some scientist in Arizona who was able to utilize one of Tesla's, it was some sort of a plasma technology capturing sunlight, and the guy actually had a functioning automobile. He was driving around just by harnessing the energy from the sun.
Well, you know, at some point, if the real blockade is the efficiency level of inexpensive solar panels, and it's only about 30-40%, and there have been some very tantalizing developments at increasing that, but the cost-benefit ratio really isn't there. What is needed is a breakthrough that allows solar panels to be closer to 100% efficient in their conversion. And at that point, it really will become practical, along, of course, with continuing improvements to battery technology. And lithium did look like it had potential, but unfortunately they're continuing to show serious instabilities to the point where for home battery backup systems, many places are now mandating the batteries are actually to be kept outside the residence in their own little shed. In case they do explode. So there's an issue there. But what I want to know is, knowing that the oil and gas is running out and knowing that we have these other issues, why is there not a Manhattan Project scale research program underway to actually find what that next thing is going to be? Hot fusion, cold fusion, improved efficiency solar. We know that there are a lot of things that are technologically possible. Right now, our government seems to not have the political will to do it. Their solution to everything is to go on out and nuke some other country.
Michael, I got to tell you, Stanton Friedman, you know who Stanton Friedman is, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay. I heard it several times. He's been on Coast to Coast many times. This man worked diligently in the 50s and 60s, and he said adamantly that they had perfected fusion propulsion engine, not fission, fusion, okay?
Okay.
It was controlled. Look what they did to Pons and Fleischmann with their cold fusion experiments. And all I got to say is Nexus Magazine out of Australia, that marvelous science magazine, back in 2002, I had a subscription. There was a guy, Al Caggiano in Boston, who was an HVAC specialist. He reconfigured or adapted his patented condenser system so that he could use it on his neighbor's 86 Mercedes diesel, 162 miles per gallon, okay? 162 with this.
Okay, I want to back up to Pons and Fleischmann, because first of all, we know that they did find something that produced heat beyond the break-even point. I think their big mistake was declaring it to be cold fusion, because we didn't find the byproducts we would expect from a true fusion reaction. But something was going on, and somebody did pay a huge amount of money to the university where they worked for those patents. And then the media came on out and said, oh, there's nothing there. Go back to using your oil and gas. Yeah. But there have been a lot of people working with the cold fusion around the world, including the U.S. Army's own research lab. And they still don't know exactly what's going on. They only know that it does, in fact, work, that as you once you get the thing built and to a certain state, when you put electricity into it, you get far more heat out of it than you should, and that excess heat can be turned back to electricity, and it's past the break-even point here. Anyway, listen, we're coming up on a commercial break, and I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time on the show, and I got a bunch of stuff to talk about. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, there's some interesting technologies out there. There's also a lot of fraud. There's also a lot of hoaxes, get-rich-quick schemes, things that sound good but don't really pencil out. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to take a phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I'm in the southwestern corner of Iowa here, and I'm at the top, the very top of the path of totality for the thing, the August 21st, the eclipse.
Yeah.
But anyway, that night, the 21st, I usually go down to Kansas City anyway for to participate in a musical activity down there the third Monday. So I'll be driving right through that on the interstate during the that as near
okay,
as I can
well,
tell that
you probably ought to be ready for a lot of traffic jams. Because you're going to have a significant part of the U.S. population and a lot of people from other countries jammed into that corridor of totality. And
well, I think if they're going to choose some place to go, they're not going to go here to St. Joseph and this area here. So St. Joseph, Missouri, is trying to get a lot of people to come. They're trying to make a big deal out of it, but they're not going to come here in August. It's real hot. If they have a choice, they're going to go. To Oregon or someplace. I mean,
well, okay, I certainly hope you're right, and if I were anywhere in the area, I would certainly be going, because seeing a total eclipse for real is on my bucket list here. But
it just happened that I went into a senior center today to play pool, and the lady there gave me one. She asked me if I wanted a pair of eclipse glasses. She just gave it to me. So I guess that maybe they're giving them away to seniors, if some of the people here, your audience, are over the age of whatever they call it. It looks like they're giving them away to old people. Maybe. She just gave me a pair of those glasses.
They're very inexpensive. The ones that are cardboard and Mylar are very inexpensive, and the Mylar ones are good, but you do need to be very, very careful. We had this story last week where apparently some of the people selling eclipse viewing glasses on Amazon, the glasses are not actually safe because they're not blocking the UV light. So you need to
be
looking at that.
Ones that she said they're certified, is what she said.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a lot of those out there, and they're very inexpensive. Another way that you can do it, if you don't want to risk looking at the sun directly through glasses, is you make yourself a little pinhole camera as a solar observatory, just out of a cardboard box, a sheet of white paper, and a piece of tinfoil with a pinhole in it. And I remember when I was a kid in New Hampshire, and we were very close to a total eclipse, that's how we watched it, was through this little pinhole camera arrangement.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that too, But can you get good pictures then, photographs of something? They say there's streaks also somewhere, colorful streaks or something.
Well, you're talking about the corona and everything. Getting a picture, it's very dicey because you're aiming your camera directly at the sun, and not all CCDs are able to withstand that. On the other hand, if once it becomes total, then you can tip the camera up and take a bunch of exposures at different exposure times, but be sure and have the camera lens turned away before the sun comes through on the other side, or you could damage the device.
Okay, well, and what if it's raining, though? Then the whole thing is...
Well, then you're out of luck, and that's a risk anybody who's chasing eclipses has to face. In fact, when, Einstein devised an experiment to prove his theory of general relativity that required a total eclipse, and the first expedition they sent got rained out, and it was years and years because of the interference from the war. It was years and years until they were able to repeat the experiment, and then they did, in fact, confirm that Einstein's prediction was correct.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really usually enthusiastic about this kind of thing, but since I'm going there anyway. I'm going right through it, just on my regular scheduled event. So.
Oh, yeah, target of opportunity and everything. Like I said, if I was anywhere near the path of totality, I'd be loading Claire into the car and... we'd be heading on up there as well. And for anybody who's planning on going to the path of totality, there could be traffic jams. There probably will be traffic jams. Take along storable food and water, because you may not even be able to get to a store. Make sure your car is completely, the gas tank is topped off before you even get close to there.
Okay, thanks for that, Mike.
It's going to be a zoo, and Oregon is already saying they're expecting massive, massive traffic problems out there. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at Fox News, and they're running this story about the Northwest heat wave and how hot it's getting over there. Well, think about all the stories about all the out-of-control wildfires out there. Of course, it's going to be a little bit warmer. But they're still out there pushing human-caused global warming. They're trying to desperately get people to go see Al Gore's mockumentary, Inconvenient Sequel. And it's amazing. There were all these glowing reviews. He's going to save the planet. He's the new messiah. And hardly anybody's showing up to buy the tickets. And I certainly don't intend to waste my time with that either. But that's their job. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about ClimateGate further in the program here. But right now it's time to talk about computers. And apparently Great Britain is literally going on the warpath against tech companies over the message encryption problem. And the new spiel coming on out is that normal people don't care about encryption. They're more interested in the features, and they, you know, anybody who's involved in wanting to secure their messages obviously is up to something no good, and that's why we have to ban encryption. No, actually, We want our encryption so that third parties, man-in-the-middle attacks, aren't snarfing out our banking details or personal details of our life with which to do us harm. And that's a very real danger. And don't forget, here in the United States, and I'm sure probably other governments as well, government agents will steal your business information for their own profit. And we have a right to privacy. That's what that Fourth Amendment is all about. Apparently, Amber Rudd is still out there on the warpath there, and technical experts are saying that it's obvious she's technologically illiterate, like most politicians out there trying to pass laws about things they have absolutely no knowledge of. Now, back in 2014, as you know, Edward Snowden revealed the National Security Agency and GCHQ could turn on your smartphone remotely even when you had turned them off. And Snowden basically said, if you want to make sure you're not being spied on, you're having wild sex with your significant other, remove the battery from the phone. And ever since then, smartphone manufacturers have gone to having non-removable batteries. Now, one thing about Claire's Samsung, it was possible to replace the battery, which was a good thing because the batteries didn't last that long. I think we put three batteries through that thing. But obviously, our new iPhones and iPads, you can't replace the battery. And, yeah, it's very alarming that these spy agencies are using your appliance to spy on you. And again, it's not about crime and terror. I mean, look how completely out of control cybercrime has gone. And they're not doing a thing about it. Look how the NSA completely missed the Awan brothers literally spying on everybody in the House of Representatives. What the heck were they doing over at NSA? Going through their personal porn collection that they've snarfed off of everybody's computers? Which Edward Snowden says, yeah, they're doing that too. So we do have a right to privacy, and if the government will not respect that, we have to take responsibility for it ourselves. And there are various products out there where if you need a moment of privacy, you can turn off your phone and put it into these cases that are Faraday shields, and the NSA will not be able to reach the phone, hence not turn it on. Or you can leave the phone in another room or something. But human beings have a need for a sense of privacy. Every time I get somebody who comes up and says, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why are you so worried about privacy? And my reply to that would be, the next time you're making love to your spouse, are you okay with the fact that the NSA and GCHQ could be peeking in? Are you really that devoid of any kind of a sense of outrage here? There are times when we want to be private, and it doesn't mean we're doing something illegal. It doesn't mean that we're terrorists. Over at Natural News, they have a story. Meet Tally, the grocery store shelf auditing robot that is going to put thousands of low-wage grocery workers out of a job. And basically, this is a robot that will go down the aisles in the supermarket and see what products are there. In order to automatically place orders for replacement products and possibly to restock the shelves and check for pricing errors. And these are things that store clerks tend to do. And again, I'm a big fan of science and technology when it works. Still can't get Claire's iTunes to recognize her Outlook. But somebody has to realize that the more and more you put people out of work, the fewer and fewer customers you have that are going to be able to buy the products you're selling. I mean, to me, it is so incredibly obvious this is a problem. And it boggles the mind that nobody in the world of business, the bankers, the economic planners, and the government don't see it. Or they don't care. There's a new keylogger malware for Android. It's called the Invisible Man. And apparently it is installed by a dodgy flash update. When you go around the web and it says your flash needs to be updated, do not click that link. That is a favorite method for planting malware on your website. And apparently there's another one out there. It is called SVPENG. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, which is also another keylogger feature that will steal all of the information off your Android phone. It's open season on you and your devices. Now, the NSA justifies its incredible budget, saying that they're here to protect the nation's IT infrastructure. It would be nice if they were actually able to do it, but clearly they are not. The more money they spend on these spy agencies to give them the capability to monitor our electronic devices, the worse the cybercrime problem becomes. Maybe what we need to do is go the other way and start slashing their budgets, and maybe the cybercrime problem will vanish. Because it's very common with government. They'll say, oh, there's a problem. We give you a little money. Oh, the problem's got worse. We'll give you a little more money. Oh, the problem's really out of control. Let's go the other way. Now we're going to talk about ClimateGate. Once again, fraud has surfaced in the reporting of temperature data. This is down in Australia. Scientists at the Bureau of Meteorology ordered a review of temperature recording instruments after the government agency was caught tampering with temperature logs in several locations. Angry officials admit the problem with instruments recording low temperatures likely happened in several locations throughout Australia, but they refuse to admit that they're manipulating the data, even though what they're doing is saying, oh, this temperature is way too cold. We've got to raise it. Meteorologist Lance Pigeon says there was a 13-degree Fahrenheit Goulburn burn recording from July 2nd. It simply vanished from the Bureau of Meteorology's website. They're deleting cold temperature records. Remember what they did here in the U.S. back in the 1990s? They started closing down all the temperature measuring stations in the remote, cool, rural parts of the country and based the entire claim of warming temperatures on temperature stations located in cities, which are far hotter places. It's the urban heat island effect. We have photos of these official NOAA temperature stations in the outflow of building air conditioning systems. We have one located next to a trash incinerator. Gee, I wonder if they're getting a higher reading there. They locate these things in the middle of airports surrounded by jets belching out tons of burning hydrocarbons. Now, they're out there trying to claim that 2016 was the hottest year ever. But during July and August of last year, maximum temperatures at Oklahoma City averaged 13 degrees cooler in 2016 than they did in 1936. Every single day except one was cooler than it was in 1936. The world was actually much hotter in 1936. But you're not supposed to know about that. Because the world was hotter in 1936, and it didn't come to an end. And people didn't have to pay carbon taxes. They didn't have to buy carbon credits. We all survived. Over at the New York Times, this is an article, it's a YouTube video we just put up, in fact. On July 28th, 2017, the New York Times published a spectacular fake news story about heat waves, where every single one of their facts was inverted from the reality. And it's a 15-minute video, and they just take it apart piece by piece by piece by piece. They're still out there pushing human-caused global warming. And by the way, I don't know about where you live in the country. Here in Hawaii, it's already starting to feel autumnal. I think we're going to have an early, hard winter. Meanwhile, our hurricane season has just been intense, just storm after storm after storm. None of them hit us. Apparently, Hurricane Hillary and Hurricane Greg crossed paths and spun out. There's a new one out there, a hurricane. I think it's Igor or Ivan, something like that, but it's tracking away from us. But we're just getting into the hurricane season, so could be an interesting time. Meanwhile, Al Gore, who basically is a do as I say and not as I do, his very extravagant lifestyle in that new home he bought out there on the beach in Southern California, so much for ocean levels rising. His home uses 34 times more electricity than the average U.S. household. He's living a very plush lifestyle. He does not take his own advice. He's out there burning up the electricity, adding to the carbon footprint. Because carbon taxes and that sort of, that's just for you, the serfs, the hoi polloi. Now, apparently there's this mayor of an island into Chesapeake Bay, and he got a chance to talk with Al Gore about the fact that the island appears to be sinking into the Chesapeake Bay. And, of course, Al Gore is out there saying it proves ocean levels are rising. And so Tangier Island Mayor James Uker Eskridge corrected Al Gore and said, no, actually the problem is erosion. The sea level is not rising. Our island is eroding away into the ocean. That's what's going on here. Now, interestingly enough, getting on back to the solar eclipse that's coming on up, there are already people out there that are whining about, oh, what a terrible thing this is. It's part of nature's glory. And it's not like you could do a thing to stop it. But they're out there saying that the eclipse is going to wipe out enough solar energy to power 7 million homes. Oh, the horror, the horror, the horror. So do thunderclouds. Isn't it amazing how many people we have walking around where their entire reason for being, their entire sense of self-identity is always finding things to complain about or be offended by? That's it. I am here to be offended. I am here to find things to complain about. The solar eclipse is bad. Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Tom in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just tuned in. Is it open topics right now?
You're this close to the end of the show, sure. What do you want to talk about?
The governor of Hawaii is attending a groundbreaking of the first Honolulu's first hydrogen station right down there at Surfco in Honolulu.
Yeah, we put that story up there. And apparently Surfco is actually invested in importing a bunch of these hydrogen-powered cars, and now they're building this facility in order to provide the hydrogen for it. And it actually does sound kind of cool.
If you look on the Google Earth, that the facility exists, and it's got solar panels on the roof. So I'm guessing that the electrolyzer will be powered by the solar panels, which means 100% green.
Wait a minute. You're assuming that the solar panels are the sole source of electricity for the electrolyzer. They may be contributing, but they may also be taking power off of the grid as well. And again, we have a shopping mall not too far from here, and the anchor client there is a Times Market, and they went solar. They even built solar panels over the parking lot, which makes it a lot cooler to park there, and there are solar panels all over every single building, and it's a very impressive system, but they still have to draw some electricity from the regular grid.
Right. I don't know. I called to try to find out how the specifics of it, and they haven't called me back yet, but I thought you'd find that interesting, and thanks for putting that up on your website there. This is the hydrogen is the next big thing, Mike.
Well, I agree, but we just have to find a way to power those electrolyzers, you know, without using fossil fuels, whether that's going to be hot fusion or cold fusion. But again, probably the reason you didn't get a reply is they haven't completed the system yet, so they don't actually know what the electric draw will be. That, of course, is going to fluctuate with demand. At first, it's probably going to be very little demand, but as more and more people buy these cars, and I might even look at one, if I could get the money for it, the demand will increase. And again, the fact that it's got solar panels doesn't mean it's only powered by solar power. That's purely an assumption.
But if you, well, I agree, and I had hoped to have some more details, but like I said, they didn't call back. But if you look at the address on the press release that was sent out down there on Pakalolo or something, if you look at that on Google Earth, the entire roof is covered with solar collectors. It's on 2850 Pukoloa. Street.
Yeah. Okay, I know where that is. Yeah, Pacalolo means marijuana. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're running out of time here. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, it looks very cool, and it's nice that Hawaii is at the forefront of developing this technology. But, again, just because a building has solar panels all over the top of it doesn't mean it's not also still having to rely in part on the electric grid. So can't jump to conclusions on that one. Okay, let's see. We're going to start with Francis near Spokane, and we're going to probably take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind, Francis?
Well, I'll make it real quick for your astute listeners there. Unless you like the color green, go to your nearest welding supply place, buy a gold number 12 lens and a clear one to go on top of that so you don't scratch the gold. Put the clear part, press that up against the binoculars, the eyepiece, and you can view the eclipse in sunspots with whatever magnification
Actually, you want to put it in front of the objective of the binoculars so that you don't melt the inside of the binoculars.
Okay, well, I'm getting to that part, too. I have quality binoculars, but then they
gotta
also make...
Got to let you go. All right, bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the last segment of our program today. And as long as we're talking about astronomy, a couple of things are coming on up. Right now, we are in the middle of the Perseid meteor shower. It happens this time of year. It's very long, goes from mid-July toward pretty much the end of August. But it peaks August 12th. And astronomers are predicting that this is going to be the most spectacular Perseid meteor shower in the last 120 years. They're predicting it's going to be so intense with so many large meteors, some of them may even show up during the day. And I've only ever seen one daytime meteor, but the best time to watch is going to be in the hours before sunrise, which is easy for me. I'm up before the sun here anyway, and on the 12th I'll be out there with a camera. But they're saying it's going to be very intense, and it will never be this intense again in our lifetimes. And the reason for that is the cloud of debris, the trail of debris, is not uniform. And the debris is most dense along the path of the actual comet itself that has created this trail. And right now, on the 12th, the Earth is going to go right through that center portion, the most dense. And so that's something to look forward to. And, of course, you don't need special glasses to do that. Now, something else to keep you looking at the sky is the Chinese space station Tiangong-1, and it started falling out of orbit last year. It's the size of a bus. China has admitted they have lost complete control of it, so they're not able to direct it to a harmless landing. Now, we're getting the usual thing about, you know, probably nobody's going to get hurt, but then we got that from Skylab. They're not sure when that will come down, but they're thinking it's probably going to be very, very soon. There are satellite tracking web pages that are keeping an eye on where it is. And we had a satellite deorbit over Hawaii here about 4 months back, came on down, and it happened at night. It was quite spectacular, actually. So that's something else to keep your eyes on. And I know we were listening to the music. The gentleman was talking about getting these filter glasses that go in a welder's mask, and they are very good eye protection. But again, put them on the front side of your optical instrument, whether it's a telescope or binoculars. Put them over the objective, because if you put them on the eyepiece, the problem is the inside of your telescope or binoculars is getting the full blast of the sun being focused down there, and it can cause a lot of damage, especially if there are plastic components. All right, now, we're continuing to see these major protests in Italy against mandatory vaccinations. And the interesting thing is, this is getting no coverage in the corporate media, because apparently there is a concern that if the American people realize how angry the Italians are over this, that Americans might start realizing there is a reason to be angry about this. And apparently, oh, well, there's the music. We'll save the rest until tomorrow. Please stay tuned to John Stadmiller's program. He's coming up right after I get done yakking. And please take what you learn here and on the website, share it with everybody that you know. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.